Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now is Frank Everhart. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the air with us.
My pleasure.
I guess you have been described by some as the Don Rickles of magicians.
Well, that's close. My father was actually described as Don Rickles of magic. See, he was a big time. I'm just one of the better cheaper acts.
Now explain yourself. You're down in Key West.
Yes.
At the Schooner Wharf.
Great place.
Schooner Wharf Bar.
Great place. What are you doing down there doing magic? Tell us your story.
I was in St. Louis last, and St. Louis, I pretty much had a flower pot overlooking a brick wall. Down here you got palm trees, and you get paid the same.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
So, pretty much brought the show down here, and we incorporated it with a bar, which is where this kind of show belongs, and just started mixing magic with margaritas and having a ball.
All right.
Now, you said your father had done this before you?
Yes, that's correct. Pioneered magic bartending.
Now, what is magic bartending, though? I mean, how is that different from a regular magician going up with the top hat, pulling a rabbit out of his hat?
Okay, there you go. Top hat, rabbit, you're getting into stage. Most of the magic we do is close-up theater. And you probably see magicians do card tricks, that kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
The difference is, instead of, waiting for the applause or being quiet and polite, we pick on the audience. They have table magicians. They come up and interrupt your meal very politely and show you a trick. At the bar, you came to us, so all bets are off.
Yeah.
All right. Now, didn't you want to become an FBI agent, though?
That's correct. We did.
Now, hold on. Did somebody just pick up the phone there?
Yeah, we got a bar going on downstairs right now, they get confused with the lines all the time.
You tell them to keep the phone down. I'm in the middle of an interview here.
Okay.
All right.
You come keep the phone down downstairs?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway,
that's quite all right. Now, you wanted to become an FBI agent.
Yeah, I had gone to school and studied that, and in the middle of school, pretty much I ran out of money and joined the Air National Guard to get the GI Bill and everything, do the whole rest of college thing and finish on my own and be proud. And during basic training, you have absolutely nothing to do. You're sitting in a room with about 60 guys day in, day out, and all we had was a deck of cards.
Yeah.
So after growing up with my father, the magic bartender, the king of cards in Chicago and everything, I picked him up one day and just found out that I knew all the one-liners. I had, remembered all the tricks just from growing up with a guy. And I liked it so much that when I got back, I forget about the FBI. I went to St. Louis and opened my first magic bar.
You want to hear some jokes?
Now, going down to Key West, are you a lot like other people? Because we go down to Key West all the time.
Are you a lot like other people, Frank?
Are you a lot like other people that go down to Key West?
Other people don't talk to me too much after the show. They're either scared or frightened or think I'm going to pick on them.
I'm talking about, having a successful career going or doing something that you really didn't want to do and just giving it all up and getting lost in Key West.
No. Actually, I came to Key West because everybody else is pretty much, like you said, given up and got lost, and there's no one in your way down here.
All right, Haney, you got a question?
You seen our buddy Michael McLeod around there?
Michael McLeod is singing as we speak.
In that building right now?
In the building right now, downstairs. He'd rather be here having a beer than freezing his you-know-what in the north. Can we say that on radio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So he's there. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours. You tell him you talk to us, and he'll know right off the bat who we are.
Gladly, I will.
All right, what kind of stuff do you do? Somebody comes to the Schooner Wharf while you're there. What kind of tricks you do?
Yeah, if somebody walks up to the Schooner Wharf bar while we're doing a show, there's no shits. No schedule, no set showtime, but as you walk up, you can get a drink, sit down at the bar, and we start to do close-up magic. A lot of it's card tricks, and there's some close-up theater, but a majority of it is based on gags. Anybody can do the tricks, but the idea here is to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if, excuse the expression, I'm the only guy I know who calls somebody a miserable bastard, and they love me for it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works. You insult people without offending them. And the show, is just rapid-fire humor and a lot of close-up theater that people won't soon forget. And it makes for a good time. They come back for it again and again.
I hear it's extremely popular. How long have you been doing it down there at the Schooner Wharf?
2 months, to be honest.
And packing them in all the time, are you?
Yeah. Wednesday night, we set up a featured night here. It's the Magic Bar night. We do everything from the Chicago of the 1940s.
How far of a walk? Now, I got to ask you a question. Change the subject a little bit. How far of a walk is it for you to get to where Michael McLeod is playing?
To get to where Michael McLeod, I'd have to go downstairs and pick up another telephone and have him play a song.
Yeah, I'd love to have him do that. Can you put us on hold and run downstairs?
We can put you on hold for a second and get Mike to do a little bit of the Conk Republic.
There we go.
That's
fine.
Okay, just a second.
All right, we're on hold.
Okay.
I knew there was some method to this thing. Let's get McLeod on the air and find out what the hell's going on.
All right.
Have him sing us a song.
Yeah.
So now, he's at the Schooner Wharf now playing, too.
Well, he plays all over. I think he still does the bowl on weekends.
Oh, really?
Like Friday nights, Saturday nights, maybe.
Then we saw him at that other place that had the flavored beers down there. What was
you like that place?
Yeah,
didn't you?
I enjoyed that place.
That was nice and new and clean. You really liked that.
Hey, I love Key West. Period. We got to get down there, man.
Yeah, but you're blowing all your dough on your big Vegas trip.
I know dough that I don't have. I mean, it just put me in debt several hundred dollars just today. Hello?
Hello, guys, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, we are downstairs behind the main bar where the magic goes on and everything. Mike's mm-hmm. under the new stage we just finished.
Beautiful new stage,
tell me if
huh?
you can hear him.
Song I wrote, chosen as our national anthem.
Speaking there he is.
The national anthem, if this were a sporting event, you would be expected to reverently stand and put your hands firmly over your ass. Or if you choose, over somebody else's ass. Either way, it's fine.
Yeah, can you pick that up?
Yeah, we can hear him.
Okay, here it goes.
Conk Republic National.
God, somebody get me a beer.
Key West, Florida is my home, and I know I'll never, ever want to roam.
This is live.
Because the ladies are lovely, and drinking is considered a sport. I'd rather be here drinking a beer than freezing my ass in the north.
Is that enough there? You want to keep going?
Oh, you keep going. Doug. Put that phone back up there.
Okay. They said keep going. He said no.
Well, get him on the phone.
Hold on. They want to talk to you, pal. He said he's working.
Tell him that he's take 30 seconds to get off the stage and come here and talk
take
to him.
Take 30 seconds and come talk to your public.
Tell him he's got about 50,000 listening to him right now.
He's got about 50,000 listening right now. He's in one of those moods that would give an aspirin a headache. Come on down here.
If he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to.
Well, he waved to the public. You can tell him that the 50,000 fans can wave.
Well, you tell him Stan and Haney said, hey, from Fort Myers.
We'll tell him.
We got to come down there and see you guys.
Just yell that out to him.
Stan and Haney say, hey, from Fort Myers.
Yeah, tell me. Thanks
very
a million.
Impressive.
And it was a well-conditioned, yep. All right. Worked on that for interviews in the past. Based on a dare idea.
All right, Frank, we got to run.
Anyway, thank you for going. And guys, get a chance, come on down here to the Magic Bar and have a ball one night.
Man, I'm going to come down and see you.
Sounds great.
All right, Frank. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Frank Everhart.
All right.
Strange to Michael McLeod. Well, not really
just
for him.
Just for a second there. You could almost picture being down there.
For almost a second there.
God, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, it's Dan and Haney on K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Mark
Chicago to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, can I say something about that opener? I stumbled across that. And that happened over a quarter century ago, 26 years ago, our buddy Michael McLeod playing at the Schooner Wharf in Key West.
When that was brand new to him, and you heard him talking about, we just built the new stage.
By that point in time, he had been down there for years. And if you went to the Schooner Wharf today, he's probably playing down there.
I'm checking right now. Well, they're packed today, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's tourist season.
They are. It's prime time day drinking,
yes,
Key West time.
And that's when Michael McLeod plays in the daytime. So when he's done.
Be prepared with your hand. I'm just going to bring it up for a second and see if he's there.
All right. Go ahead. Just be careful because I'm going to have to keep my finger on the button.
Nope. If he's there, he's on break.
Yeah. Could be on break.
But I'd bet that he's there based on the pack house.
And I know exactly where that camera is.
Oh, yeah. It's right pointing at the stage, but you can see the crowd, too.
Right, and just behind it is the restrooms.
Oh, those restrooms. Yeah, right behind Schooner Wharf's great, but the restrooms, it's an odd arrangement.
I'm just...
And no matter how many times you've been there, after a couple of beers... They'll have to remind you where they are.
But there was 26 years ago, we're telling everybody, hey, this is live. And essentially, yeah, He's still down
there. But that was pre-cell phone.
Yes.
He had to put us on hold and pick up the phone downstairs.
Because there were no cell phones. Memories.
And boy, I'm amazed that that stage has held up well for what it is.
It's 26 years old. Still there. Oh, you know they damn well they've made a few repairs to it.
Hello there, pretty lady.
Oh, you got a cutie pie on camera there?
Yeah, she's really looking hard at a menu. I don't know what you want. Do you want a fish sandwich or a beer or both? Yeah.
Maybe some fish dip?
Yeah.
A fritter?
This is very confusing to her.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Where is little kid? Oh, hi. Hi there.
Hey. And there's mom and dad.
Hey there.
Drinking right out of the long neck. Boy, I'd like to be there.
Ta-da. What if somebody just wrote something? Michael McLeod played there on January 1st, noon to 5. Yeah, well, of course he did. All right, we got to take a break.
That was 26
years ago.
And he'd already
been there for years and years.
Yep.
We're going to give you a chance to win today. We got our question of the week. We've got the grab bag coming up.
Boy, how do those waitresses do it? I mean, that's a lot of stuff she's carrying.
And a lot of those waitresses have three different jobs just to pay for a one-room apartment.
Well, they're young enough to think that things will get better.
Right.
Right, Roger?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Okay, Thursday edition.
I promise I'm going to turn off the Schooner Wharf live feed.
Yeah.
I don't know what she got.
I think
she got oysters, and she's got a fruity cocktail in a plastic cup.
Good for her. You know, you got Rog intrigued by it, too. You had to come in and take a look at that chick. I had to go over there and see what she was all about. She's a little something special there. She's, you know, on a vacation. It's all new to her down there in Key West.
Pretty. And she knows she's got the Frank's hot sauce out.
Yeah, of course.
Good taste too.
Because that's what we do when we're in Florida.
Yeah. Let's.
I gotta turn it off.
Yes, you do. Let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples.
Maybe I'll see what's going on over at Sloppy's.
Yeah.
Just do the rounds, Key West.
Make sure we're... Let's see what's going on in the world, shall we?
This is not headline news. Today is Stick to Your New Year's Resolution Day. Unfortunately for us in the radio station break room, that ship sailed back on the 3rd. The FAA grounded thousands of flights yesterday, some for several hours due to a computer glitch. Several hours, though? Come on, FAA, how long does it take to reboot? Titanic is returning to theaters in 3D. People who have seen previews say the thing that really pops off the screen is James Cameron's ego. And Blackpink and Bad Bunny will headline Coachella. By the way, if you heard these names and thought, wait, aren't those Batman villains? You're old. This is not headline news.
What, hold on, wait a second. He's signaling me. The news guy is signaling me. I gotta go back to the desk.
A story we're working on, Kim Kardashian posted her natural hair color on TikTok. It's hard to be sure, though, because in that old video, she was cleanly shaven. A story we're working on, but we're not going to do right now, because we're going to do this.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Let us know when you got an update on that.
Yeah, I got the camera in front of Sloppy's up.
Yeah.
And as soon as it came up on the screen, you know, because they got the little light there that lets you know somebody's watching,
yeah.
A nice couple waved at me.
Isn't that nice?
See, it'd be nice to have a two-way speaker there.
It would be. You want to? We can get a cam up here when the light will come on when people are looking at us. You can wave to them. I told you, they'd install it.
But what's the purpose of that?
For you, probably nothing. For gawkers, they want to see this.
What?
Yeah, there is. I'll bet you.
Couldn't be more than a couple of thousand people. Worth it, is it?
Yes, to them it is. Advice from a flight attendant. Well, you know, with the way airlines are now, how can you get special treatment? Well, she tells you.
Being a flight attendant is exhausting. You're always in different time zones, waking up crazy hours, and dealing with angry customers. So I promise you, the next time you fly, if you want special treatment from the flight attendants, this is all you have to do. $5 Starbucks gift cards. It means the world to us when a customer gives us this. And if you don't have gift cards, you can just pick up some candy bars, lip balm, anything, and give them to your flight attendants. We will know where you're sitting, and we will know what you look like, and the whole crew will make sure you are taken care of.
She's got more info for you as how flight attendants view it. Who gets the armrests in the middle seat?
They have to enforce it if there's a fight.
Does the person in the middle get both armrests? And who controls the window if you're in a window seat?
If you are sitting in the middle, you get both armrests. Don't be that person who's sitting at the window, who gets the window plus this outer armrest and then takes the middle armrest. Middle gets middle armrest. If you're sitting at the window, you get to control the window panel. If you're not, unfortunately, you don't. They get to say. You can ask nicely, but if they don't want to, they don't have to. If it's not takeoff or landing, you get to put your chair back. You paid for that seat. Airlines design it so you can lay your chair back. Put your chair back so you're more comfortable.
There you go.
I very rarely do that.
Doesn't go back far enough.
Yeah, because I think about the benefit to me versus what it's going to do to the person behind
right.
me. It's not going to make me that much more comfortable.
It really doesn't.
And it's really going to impact them. But I guess that's not the way to think.
Hey, everybody. I know Haney's one of these people, and my wife is. I like to brew your own tea. And you love tea. I love a good iced tea. You realize, and I know Haney does, you're taking in a lot of insects when you drink leaf tea. Here's somebody explaining that. Hard fact.
Did you know that when you analyze a typical tea bag, you can find the DNA of 400 different types of insects? And this DNA is usually fairly fragile, easily destroyed by ultraviolet and by getting washed away by the rain, but it does survive when the conditions are dark and dry, as inside a tea bag. Tea fields are a hive of biodiversity. Tea.
There you go. And that way he had an English accent, so he knows tea.
Yeah, that makes him instantly
incredible.
More credible. Yeah. And you know the thing about tea that I've noticed anyway, and I would imagine you as well, because you have been on a restricted diet for the past, 3 years?
Yeah, about that. Feels like it.
With sweet tea, they can get away with using inferior tea. Not that it's horrible.
I know what you're going to say.
But low grade. When it's unsweetened, then you know.
You have to use a quality tea. You have to.
And unsweetened tea is really good if it's high quality.
Correct.
If it's not, it's going to be bitter.
It shouldn't be bitter. A good quality tea should have really nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would list you as a tea connoisseur. As much as I love coffee and can taste the difference in coffees,
mm-hmm.
you know tea. And you're absolutely right with what you're saying.
And I've found a tea that I like. And, you know, all you have to do is look at any study of anything, and they'll say sugar is the villain. And so I found a nice unsweet tea that I like, and because it's quality, I don't really notice it that much because it's got good flavor to it.
It's key. You're absolutely right. Dateline, Ohio. Guy got pulled over by the cops, suspected DUI, getting ready to do the field sobriety test. And this...
Once you are suspected, very rarely are you going to have a positive outcome.
Well, Tanner Watson was hoping for the best. He wanted to prove to the officers that he was not intoxicated, that he was quite sober.
You know, I wonder if Tyreek Hill got pulled over and he did his gymnastics routine that he does in the end zone, would that get him out of it?
No, because Tanner Watson tried to do a backflip.
Yeah, that's what Tyreek does.
Doesn't work.
That's good, man.
That's pretty good.
I can't do that. Have you had any psychedelic drugs today, man?
No, I've not.
All right. I'm just trying to be straightforward with you, bro. Your driving's pretty bad. Your eyes are super glossy. I can smell booze coming from you. I'm going to have you walk down the middle of the sidewalk.
Don't care that you can do a flip. Going to have you walk down the middle of the sidewalk, boozy.
That's not fair. I mean, that should at least
get count for
style
something.
Points. Yeah.
It actually made him ask if he was on psychedelics, which is weird.
Well, I don't think you'd be doing backflips on psychedelics.
I wouldn't think so.
Not that I have any experience. Do you, Roger?
I've never been able to do a backflip in any condition.
No, we've said
tell
it.
Me at a young age when you were just a toddler, you couldn't do a flip.
Somersault, maybe.
You see, we've all. Haney has shown some. I got a little me hanging on my on the wall here in the shirt. I'd love to see a baby picture of Raj. Something tells me.
Well, he's big boned.
You were just an adorable baby.
The pinchable cheeks.
Yeah. Yes, big pudgy cheeks.
See, I truly when Roger is one of the few people. That I consider him big boned. I don't consider him fat. He's just a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Thank you.
And have you always been?
Pretty much.
I mean, for your age?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dateline Brevard County. Our old stomping.
We know it well.
Two Florida men, Anthony Sosa and Chad Doulette, are accused of burglarizing multiple homes in the Brevard County area. And they were caught by deputies while driving a truck. Stolen goods. How were they able to think and immediately identify them as the culprits of these robberies? Because the truck had a stolen license plate. Oh, I'm sorry. The truck had a cardboard license plate that read stolen tag.
So a homemade license plate.
Out of cardboard that just had written on it stolen tag.
That won't get you pulled over.
It did, and it got them.
I couldn't make out the tag. Maroon pickup lifted. Looks like it's got a cardboard tag.
People who commit crimes like these are not the sharpest tools in the shed.
You don't say.
Said a law enforcement officer with too much experience that has had just about enough.
We told you the news at the end of yesterday's show.
Shapes of things before my eyes.
Jeff Beck passing away. One of the guitar gods died yesterday after contracting bacterial meningitis. He was 78, two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, with the Yardbirds, and then as a solo artist. 7 Grammys to his name. Of course, many years collaborating with Rod Stewart. There you go, a little.
And the last thing he ever did was perform with Johnny Depp.
That's right.
That guy looks like Tony Soprano. Sorry, I'm watching the webcam from Key West.
Here's an interesting story as we wrap up the grab bag about Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart, who were partners, and they had a falling out, but they respected each other. And
you just can imagine the falling out they'd had.
2 weeks prior to Woodstock, Jeff Beck pulled out of the festival. Not doing it.
I shan't perform there.
And he also quit his tour. See, the thing is, he didn't tell Rod Stewart, who was the singer in the Jeff Beck group, that they weren't doing Woodstock, and he's quitting the tour. In fact, if you look at the original Woodstock posters, the Jeff Beck group is a featured band on the poster. They never showed up. Because Jeff Beck said, nah, and I'm ending the tour as well. That caused a major rift between Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck. Here they both discuss that moment in time.
There was a rift between me and Rod at that time. I don't know how it came about. I saw this big festival looming up on the calendar, and I was nervous about it. I thought, we're not ready for that. We're not ready to go up against Sly and the Family Stone.
He disappeared in the middle of the night. And we got a phone call. Jeff's gone home.
And when I saw the film, I just thought, thank God for my integrity. Thank God that the little birdie whispered, don't do it. Because I would have been up there, dated and frozen with that image, with the music not being quite right. I did the right thing.
He could have explained it to us and that would have made sense. But I do agree, I'm glad we didn't do it.
There you go. A little piece of history I bet you a lot of people didn't know about. And they're actually glad they didn't do it. Because there was a lot of sound problems. There was a lot of rain. There was a lot of electricity in the air.
I don't care if you're Jeff Beck or you're Rod Stewart and you have that inherent talent. If things just aren't right, it eats at you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst Grateful Dead show ever, from what I heard.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even make it on to the record or the film, I don't believe.
Hendrix was awesome. Of course, he was the only one that got paid.
Yeah, and he played on Monday morning after the festival was pretty much over with.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you a very quick Jeff Beck story that happened to me recently. Here at the radio station, I had the privilege of seeing Jeff Beck in concert back in 2018 when he played up in Tampa at the fairgrounds at the amphitheater. And his show was great. We work, Haney and I, at a legendary radio station. A legendary rock radio station. K-Rock is legendary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. 100,000 watt flamethrower, been playing rock and roll since 1986, yes. And a lot of talent has come through this building. Your Chris Corley's, your Steve Downs. A lot of people worked here and went on to big things. Legendary station.
Hmm.
So in 2018...
Well, it seems like it would be a good launching pad.
It would be. It is. So in 2018, Jeff Beck was playing up in Tampa. He He was one of the people that were on my bucket list. You know, along
I know you've always been a
John
fan.
John Fogerty, Clapton. Yeah. He was on the bucket list. And so I said to the powers that be here at Beasley, can you get me Jeff Beck tickets up in Tampa? The first reply I got from at least two people that worked here was, who's Jeff Beck? And the second reply I got back, no. I went and bought my tickets. I'm in the radio business 40 years and I can't get people say, oh, can you get me backstage? Can you? I can't get tickets. I bought my own tickets to get to see Jeff Beck.
Yeah, see,
and
in the dream version of what we do, you wouldn't have had to worry about any of that. You would have been introducing Jeff Beck and hanging out with him.
And then I see on social
media. And you know, in the big Q Sky 18-wheeler.
But then I see on social media, after his passing, people that said to me, in 2018, Jeff who? And you want tickets to what? Oh, we lost a guitar god. Oh, I just want to make sure I get my post up there to let everybody know how saddened we are by the... Really? You were the ones that said to me, who?
Yeah, I imagine they were pretty torn up about that supermodel, too.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I can't remember. I showed it to you.
She was in a George Michael video.
Yeah.
Remember him?
We lost a Heisman Trophy winner, too.
No.
Yeah. Passing away. Yeah, he was only like 64 years old. Charles White from USC.
No.
Passed away. Yes. Sympathies to his family. One of the greats.
I don't like knowing how old people are.
Yeah, I know.
One that bothered me in particular, and I guess he's 61, and a lot of people probably won't even remember him, but do you remember Rams quarterback Jim Everett?
Yeah.
He's 61.
Yeah. It's my age.
Seems like yesterday that he got all upset because somebody called him Chrissy.
Chrissy Everett.
You remember that?
I
think it was Jim Rome.
Yeah, and they got into a fight.
And now he's 61.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We got a local beat for you. We'll take your phone calls. Maybe pick up a prize. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to give away a Welcome to Rockville tickets as we play Stan's 10 to 200. Somebody, if they get 200 points, going to get themselves a pair of tickets to Welcome to Rockville. Later on today, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, 277-9600. That is the number into the studio. We'd love to hear from you. Find out what's on your mind. Get your thoughts, feelings, comments. Maybe you'd like some advice from two guys named Stan and Haney.
Feelings? Do we really want to get into feelings?
Nothing more than feelings. Well, general.
I'm trying to forget my feelings of love.
All right. People ask all the time. Hey, when are you guys going out? We had a great time when you were down there at Total Wine. When are you going to go out and do stuff again? We are. Mark it on your calendar. A week from Saturday. So it'll be on Saturday the 21st. Saturday the 21st. Haney and I are going to be at the brand new Z-Barts. Their grand opening on Alico Road in Fort Myers. And you're saying, what's a Z-Bart? This is their first location here in Florida, or here in our area. If you're from the Midwest, you know about these guys. This is Florida's first Z-Bart location.
So it's a historic occasion.
Yeah, it is. While we're there, there's going to be free food and drinks. They're going to have a raffle to win a free diamond gloss. And a prize will be there with gift cards up to $100. Make a celebration service appointment and get 20% off. You're saying, what is Z-Barts? They are the place to go for detailing, undercoating, rust protection. Everything your car needs, Z-Barts can take care of it for you. They got certified technicians. They disinfect, enhance, protect vehicles. They also do it with boats. And we're going to be there a week from Saturday. That'll be the 21st, noon till 2 p.m., the grand opening at Z-Barts, the only location in Florida. We're going to be there just off of, or right on Alico Road, noon till 2 on the 21st. So come on by and see us. We'll hang out, have a good time, and get to see some of our best friends. Those are our listeners.
We'll be out there slapping back, shaking hands,
darn
kissing
right.
babies.
277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Then I got in a second here. I got a local beat story for you. I'm going to tell you the story of Abby Davis. Nothing more than. More than feelings, trying to forget my.
Trying to forget.
Is this Julio Iglesias?
It sure is.
Hello. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, on your DUI, I got a quick story. I'll make it as fast as I can.
Sure,
I was in the Air Force, a sergeant. Working part-time at the commissary at night. It was his girl's birthday, so after work, I said, hey, let's go on my bike. We'll go into town and grab a drink. She said, sure.
Okay.
I was so happy. So we go in, had a Long Island iced tea. We lived Vandenberg Air Force Base right on the coast. I said, hey, let's go to the beach. She says, okay. So we had one Long Island iced tea, driving down through this small town. A car's coming towards me, flashes the light, you know, the high beam light, and I didn't have a low beam on my bike. It didn't work. Turns out it was the officer. Pulls us over and asked if I had been drinking, and, you know, I was a sergeant in the Air Force. I can't lie. I said, yeah, we had one drink. So he gave me a field sobriety test. I couldn't pass it no matter what.
Here's a sergeant in the military. Cannot pass it.
Yes. And, okay, so he arrests me, handcuffs me, puts me back to the car.
Really?
They take the girl, drove her back to the base. That was kind. Take me to the local station, gave me a breathalyzer. I passed. The cop was so pissed off, and he was like, in my 20 years, I've never, blah, you know, just going off
right.
on me. And I'm like, sorry, you know, I can't, I don't know what to tell you. So they, you know, so they let me go, drove me back to my bike. Luckily, they didn't impound it yet. And then about 3 weeks later, I got a letter saying I wasn't arrested. I was detained. But they honestly
but
made
that so, stays in the record.
Yeah, well, I don't know. As far as I know, nothing was there. I don't know. It's never come back to me. But you can't pass those tests.
You can't.
You know,
Did you have any repercussions from the Air Force, or did they just not know what happened?
They didn't know what happened.
Wow.
But I never got to see the girl again. She wouldn't go out with me again.
You're a stretch of bad road, buddy. Can I get you something?
You know what? I've always missed getting the pewter mug. If you have a pewter mug, I would love that.
I will get you a pewter mug. Hold on, okay?
Thank you. You guys are great.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Line one, Raj, a pewter mug. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. My name is Dan. I'm calling you from Largo. I'm streaming you guys, actually. How are you?
Hey, Dan. How are you? And we appreciate you streaming us.
Yo, I do every day. You know that. But listen, I wanted to talk to you guys about Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, God.
Well, he's our Secretary of Transportation.
You know, be respectful. It's Buttigieg.
Yeah, Buttigieg.
Okay, well, Rear Admiral Buttigieg. That sounds good. Anyway, listen, You know, I was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana. I've lived here for over 40 years, but he was the mayor of South Bend. And my friend,
that's his highest level of office.
I hear you. And, you know, my friend, I have very close friends that still live up there. We're in contact pretty often over the phone. But he couldn't even keep potholes finished in South Bend. The roads there are terrible, they say. I mean, my friend had to get his whole front end done because of a pothole.
And
he ran the whole city into the ground. And I guess he has a very, very bad rating with the black folks there because he's just his policies and what a couple of cops got away with stuff they shouldn't have gotten away with, obviously.
Well, and he's not the problem. He's a symptom
of the problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Where when everything is based on nonsense, that's what you get.
Yep. When you promise who you're going to hire and who you're specifically looking for, not who's qualified for a job, just how you're going to zero in on somebody and or
because... Racist roads.
Yep. And... Come on. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt up here in Venice. How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, doing good. I got a question for Haney over there.
Sure.
I'm feeling a little bit under the weather the past few days. Stayed home from work, listened to you guys. Unsweet tea sounds great, and mine is normally bitter. I know we don't like to say names of tea on the radio, give advertising, but I'd like to know the first letter maybe of the tea that Mark drinks that's so wonderful.
And I hope you feel better, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you do DoorDash?
I don't. That costs a lot of money.
Yes, it does.
Excuse me.
That's right.
Well, I was just thinking with you being under the weather, I had a quick solution for you.
My wife will go out and get it for me. That's no problem.
See, I want to help this guy, but I don't want to give a plug here.
Can you write the name? Let me write the name down. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. You text us.
Okay.
Now, if you're talking to us on your cell phone right now and you dialed in to call us, you just do the phone number 239-277-9600 as a text to us. We'll get the text here, and we will send you the name.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
All right. What's your first name so we know it's you?
Matt.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
We'll look for it.
We'll look for it and send you the name of that tea.
Thanks, brother.
You betcha. I'm telling you, and Haney's right. A good quality tea. I wish I remembered the name of it because I have it in my cupboard right now. Piers Morgan, who lives in Great Britain, was on the air and they were talking about the teas that, you know, royalty have and all this stuff and how to brew it and all. He said the best tea going right now in Great Britain is this tea, and he named it. And again, I won't name the tea. And I bought some of it. Loose leaf, and he told you how to brew it, how long it's supposed to steep, how to cool it down, all of it. It is effing awesome, and it's key how long you steep the tea for, because if you don't do it long enough, it's too weak. If you do it too long, yes, even a great tea will get a little bitter. It's all in the water. It's all in how long you steep it for, and a quality tea. And it makes all the difference in the world. If he texts us, we'll give him the name. If it is, I'll do it after we take the break. I do want to read this from the local beat. And this music might even be appropriate. Feelings of love. The story of Abby Davis from our friends over at NBC2. She had a bad day. Headline from NBC2. Detained Cape Coral woman tries destroying crack pipe placed in evidence bag.
Oh, no. That's a perfectly good crack pipe?
That's just the end of the road for Abby. It was an attempted grab then smash after a Cape Coral woman tried to eliminate her drug paraphernalia right in front of the police. Abby Louise Davis showed up at the Publix in Cape Coral, right on Cape Coral Parkway, with a fellow patron on January 9th. Employees kept an eye on her and the friend. When it was noticed, the two of them had been inside the Publix for 4 hours.
They get lost or?
No. They were in the Publix for 4 hours.
Well, that tops my record.
During their visit, Davis was spotted eating a Publix sub and drinking a beverage without paying for it. On the Cape Coral arrest report, witnesses even claim to have seen Davis and her partner stuffing items in their bags. The authorities were finally contacted when it was believed the duo was stealing vitamins.
Well, it's important to be healthy, Stan.
Yes. Cape Coral police officers arrived at around 10:50 p.m., but while conducting a search of Davis's bag, they did not discover any stolen goods. However, during the interrogation, officers noticed something inside her bag. A glass pipe, commonly used to smoke what they call crack. Officers obtained the evidence, which later tested positive for fentanyl. The pipe was placed in an evidence bag, and Davis was placed in handcuffs. Then, according to police, Davis, while still detained, launched herself off the pavement and snatched the evidence bag. She then hurled it towards the ground before jumping and smashing the glass device into fragments. The officer explained to Davis that that didn't matter if it was intact or in pieces. You're only doing this to put on a show. It don't matter to me. Evidence was evidence. With the shattered pipe secured, Davis was arrested and transferred to the Lee County Jail. She faces charges of larceny, possession of drug equipment, and resisting an officer. A bad day for one Abby Davis.
So, it was a crack pipe.
Yeah, but it tested for fentanyl.
So, I don't understand fentanyl.
I don't either. I don't understand any of that.
It sounds to me, based on the past couple of years, that there's no such thing as crack, your regular cocaine.
Yeah, the stuff we used to call the good stuff.
Yep. You know, the old Bolivian marching powder.
Yes, sir. The old devil's dandruff.
Yeah. And heroin.
Yeah, there's nothing more. There's no sweet heroin either. Even, it's all fentanyl.
Even marijuana. None of these things exist anymore.
Only
they've
fentanyl.
They've all been replaced by fentanyl.
Yeah, and that's how you say it, fentanyl.
Because there used to be a huge difference between a crack fiend and a heroin addict.
Yep.
But now they're all the same.
Fentanyl. We'll be back. We're going to play Stan's 10 to 200
next. You know what that is?
What's that?
It's just like what they've done to us at the pharmacy. I'm sorry. We have to give you the generic.
Yeah.
Well, what is this? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It works.
It'll do something.
Chance for Rockville tickets next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Yeah. Yeah.
Message forwarded by
The Stan and Haney Show.
The message is, I lived in Florida, catered you sons of bitches who breakfast every goddamn morning. Here I'm listening to your radio station, and you ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit, I'm telling you now. You son of a bitches talk, give some corny ass joke, and you play some goddamn off-the-wall music. What the f*** happened to 96 K-Rock? Just ain't right. Bye.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Love that guy.
Yeah, love it. We are about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week.
I wonder what pushed him over the edge.
I don't know. I don't know. It just, the call came in, and he had it.
Because, you know, there are many times... You know, throughout the course of my life, that I'm unhappy with a product or service, and it never occurs to me to just leave an angry voicemail.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, maybe I should start doing that.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what good it does. Go and use a different product then. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Well, that's what you tell me when I complain.
Yes.
And I never listen.
Raj, do you have a calculator ready? Because...
Yes, 10 to 200. I've got it on and ready.
We're going to play Stan's 10 to 200.
It's the breakout hit of 2022, and now we're in a new year.
Yep. This is going to be for the much coveted Welcome to Rockville tickets. A pair of weekend passes to Welcome to Rockville, May 18th to the 21st. These are weekend passes at Daytona International Speedway. These are the hottest tickets, and why don't you go online and take a look at what these tickets are going for?
Yeah, this is not a trifling thing.
I'm going to release the phones, get a random Stan and Haney listener to answer 10 survey questions. Each survey question has been given to 100 people. Your job is to pick the most popular answer because more people have selected that. Once we get through 10, if you have 200 points or more, you're a winner. Under 200, I have to say bye-bye. Phone lines are released. Let me take a random caller and see if they want to play Stan's 10 to 200. You got to have a good, clear phone line, too. I'm not playing any games with you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, you want to play?
I want to play.
All right, we're going to play 10 to 200. Raj is going to keep track of the score. We're going to make sure that 10 questions, you get over 200 points, okay?
I'm going to get it.
All right, and your name is Todd?
T-O-double-D.
T-O-double-D. All right, Todd. Let's begin. First question of 10. Name something parents hope their son has done by the time he's 30.
Have a baby.
All right. Next question. Name something you see on the outside of a church. Name something you see on the outside of a church.
A cross.
Okay. Next question. Our third question.
Okay.
Name something in your house with four legs. Name something in your house with four legs.
I would say a table or a dog. I'm going to go with table.
You're going to go with table?
Table.
All right. Next question. Name a professional sports team named after a bird. Name a professional sports team named after a bird.
I don't like the Eagles, but fly like an eagle.
All right.
How do you spell that?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Next question. Past or present, name a famous wall. Past or present,
Name a famous wall.
The Berlin Wall.
Okay. Next question. We're up to question number six.
Okay.
Name the person you feel most guilty lying to. Name the person you feel most guilty lying to.
That's tough. I'm not a religious man. Maybe if I'm going to say my parents or my dad. If it's one person, probably my dad.
Okay. Next question. Name something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without. Something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without.
My set of knives.
Your set of knives.
A knife.
Next question. Question number eight. Three more to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Name something kids would probably never do in the morning if it wasn't for mom. Name something kids would probably never do in the morning if it wasn't for mom.
I know what my mom made me do is brush my teeth.
Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah, I brush my teeth.
All right. Next question, number nine. Name something that many people neglect when they've just fallen in love. Name something that many people neglect when they've just fallen in love.
These are pretty easy, I think. I mean, I relate to every one of them. I would say my friends.
Your friends.
Your friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with any of this guy's answers.
No. And you'll find out why when we go down the list. last one.
Welcome to Rockville.
good. I won't know until we tally these things up, but you're doing very well,
you know,
I
who's
think.
Playing Welcome to Rockville on Sunday?
Who?
Bob Villain.
Pantera.
Oh.
Hey, I want to see Pantera.
Pantera right, Saturday.
Well, okay. If you get weekend passes, you got both days.
Yahoo.
All right, here we go. Last question.
From a long time ago. Bye-bye.
If you could miraculously become the boss at work, what's the first thing you would do? If you could miraculously become the boss at work, what's the first thing you would do?
Give everybody a day off.
Give everybody a day off?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I am the boss at work.
Yeah, that's right.
I try.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Let's, Raj, get the calculator ready. I don't know how far in we'd have to go, but who's to say? 10 questions are now been given and answered. We want to see if Todd can get to 200 and go to Welcome to Rockville, Daytona Beach. The first question I asked you, Todd, name something parents hope their son has done by the time he's 30, you said, have children. That was fourth on the list. Number one was married. Number two was moved out. Number three, get a good job. And then have kids. 8 points. 8 points. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have the bell, too? There you go. Thank you. I didn't have it on.
Yeah, full service.
8 points. I said, name something you see on the outside of a church. You said, absolutely, it's a cross. Number one answer, 47 points.
A little bit. Thank you.
All right, we're up to?
55.
Already 55 points. Look at that, Todd.
55. Hey,
Marley's doing way better than the other guy that we won't speak his name ever has.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate that.
Thank you.
The other answers to that one, steeple, stained glass. The church's name.
Awesome.
Next question. How many points has he got?
55.
55.
55.
Name something in your house with four legs. You said a table. Number one answer. 49 points. 49 points. What do we got?
104.
Look at this. You're on a roll. You already got 104. You're only at question three. We're going to number four now.
Well, I'm rolling this.
Name a professional sports team named after a bird. You said an eagle. How do you spell that?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Dolphin.
Number one answer. 54. 54. Number one answer.
It was 158.
Are you keeping score yourself?
Well, I mean, I'm good at math.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, you seem like you're a smart guy. You're answering these questions. Great. Cardinals, Blue Jays, Ravens, Falcons, and Hawks followed the list.
I watch a lot of football.
I asked you in question number five, past or present, name a famous wall. You said the Berlin Wall. That came in at number two. 35 points. Number one answer was Great Wall of China. 35 points added, Raj.
193.
Oh, this is hands down.
This has now become an exhibition.
That's right. This is not a competition. It's an exhibition of somebody doing very well.
I feel like Haney playing Are You Smarter Than Haney right now.
Yeah, you do. You're cleaning up.
I'm glad this isn't that game.
We're up to six. And how many points away?
7 points away.
7 points. You need 7 points to win.
I'm nervous.
And I said, name the person you feel most guilty lying to. You said your dad. Would have accepted dad or mom, a parent. Number one answer, 56 people said a parent.
Dominant
mom or dad.
Performance.
Dominant.
Oh, my God.
What? You want to see how else you did? I want to see if you can get how high you can go.
I'll be listening either way, but yeah, go keep
so
going.
What
are we at now?
What number?
We're at 249 right now.
249?
And question number
Let's
what?
Let's break a record tonight.
This might break a record. We're now going to question number seven. He's got four more to go.
He could easily go 300 if not higher.
I know. This is what. Okay, let's see.
I want four bills.
I said, name something in your kitchen you'd hate to be without. You said, my knives. Zero. Stove, microwave, refrigerator, pots and pans, water, sink, food, coffee pot, dishwasher.
Well, if you live in New York, you're losing your stove. So.
Yeah, you are. Your gas stove.
True that.
Then I asked you, we're up to number eight. You got three more chances to see if we can get to 300.
Mm-hmm.
You already got the tickets. Let's see if you can break a record.
Damn, I'm super happy.
Name something kids would probably never do in the morning if it wasn't for mom. You said, if it was me, brush my teeth. Number one answer, 42 people said it, 42. What do we got?
291.
291. And two more to go. You are a very good player at this, Todd. Very good.
350.
I play it all the time, you know, absently, but I love it.
All right, here we go. Have you ever thought of like going on like a Family Feud show or something like that, and go on the big board or something?
Well, I told my wife last night I want to go on Wheel of Fortune, so I'm good at that too.
I think you would be
big
fine.
Money,
big money,
big money.
250, 250. All right, then I asked. This is question number nine. What are we at, Raj?
291.
I asked, name something that many people neglect when they've just fallen in love. You said, people neglect their friends. Number one answer, 46 people.
Boom.
46.
Boom.
Boom. Total?
337.
Unbelievable. Followed by family, your finances, work, and housework. Last one.
Which is the hardest one for me, by the way.
Oh, and I agree. And because you're a boss, and you thought you'd give everybody a day off. I said if you were miraculously the boss at work, which you are, Todd, what is the first thing you'd do? You said you'd give your employees a day off. That was way down the list. Number eight. Number eight. Which brings you a total of what, Raj?
How many people said it?
Eight.
Oh, eight.
Eight
people on the list. Okay, so the total is 345.
345. Just for reference, Todd, if you're the boss, you want to do something nice for your employees. Number one was give them raises.
I did that first of the year.
Nice.
Number two.
Can we work for you?
You hiring, buddy?
Yeah. Are you hiring?
I am hiring, by the way. But yeah, go ahead.
Number two. Fire the current boss.
Oh. What is this, Game of Thrones?
Number three, you become boss, you take a vacation, give some days off, and then the last one that showed up on the board, change hours.
Stan, can I speak to Todd for a moment?
Yeah. Hey, but do you need a job, Eden?
No, well, maybe. But you said you were a Dolphins fan, and you seem upbeat. Do you think there's any chance that this weekend we see preseason Skyler versus 9-6 Skyler?
I'm really hopeful. You know, I'm on all the Dolphins fan pages. I've been a Dolphins fan. I mean, I'm 46 years old. I've been a fan since I was a kid, but we'll see. I mean, miracles happen.
I'm hopeful. Do you think, because I look at a lot of the Dolphins pages too, and it seems like there is a faction that truly believes that it's not Tua, it's not the Dolphins, it's not even the doctors, it's the NFL that said, you are not going to play Tua because we can't handle the bad publicity.
I get it. I mean, especially after the Bills guy went down. Like, I think any more bad press. I'm not saying that it is that, but I think that there's something else involved because there's no way a 3-week concussion has ever happened in the NFL. Ever.
We were just talking about
it's
that.
There's something up there.
There's something going on.
And we don't know what it is, but we
were. I'm not a medical guy. I'm a pool builder, but, you know, that's all I'm saying.
But we're smart enough to know that something is going on that they're not telling us.
They're not telling us something, exactly.
Todd, we appreciate you as a listener on this show. Love you are what make Stan and Haney listeners great. And
I love you guys.
I'm going to send you over to Roger. You've got weekend passes to Welcome to Rockville, May 18th to the 21st. Thank you, buddy.
Dude, you made my fucking day.
I gotta take that out.
You did so well until just
then. Yeah, you did so well. Hold on. Yeah, streamers, it got to enjoy that. Regular air, it was taken out. But you streamers, you felt his passion. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails later on. Our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. So, congratulations again to Todd, who got a weekend passes to welcome to
Rock. And I think that's a historic high score.
Oh, by far. Now, it should have been a tip-off to me, but...
And, very engaging, yes. Intelligent.
Yes. And he made reference to Roger being such a great producer on the show, better than the other guy that we had, who will remain nameless. I'll name him. He was nicknamed for a while Big Turd. But I should have known. I should have known. So, Todd, great player, avid Stan and Haney listener, greatly appreciate it. Send over to Raj to get him set up with Rockville tickets. So I'm looking over at Raj. I'm saying, geez, he's staying on the line a good long time with him. Well, what the hell's going on? And then I see Raj, he stands up, puts Todd on hold. You know, he's got his hands on his hips. And
what, do you have to put some override in?
Or? No. He came up. He came in here. No override. Junior evidently had a feud going on with this Todd. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did he try to block him or something?
He did block him. He could not break into the system to give Todd his tickets. It was sealed and banned. And it was done not by management here, not even by a mother or any. It was done strictly by Junior.
And we had no idea.
And we had no idea that Todd was completely locked out of the system because of a personal thing that Big Turd Jr. had with Todd.
Because Todd hurt his feelings.
Because Todd hurt his feelings.
And then after all this, I look over on the bulletin board.
Yeah.
There's a piece of paper with Todd's name and phone number on it.
Are you kidding me?
And underneath it says, no prizes for this douche.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
But don't worry. I guess Mother was in here and he said, don't worry, we're going to get it pushed through and that he can get his tickets, right?
Absolutely. He's going to get
it. I didn't know it was that big of a personal vendetta.
Seemed like a nice guy.
Seemed like a great guy.
He said he liked to give Junior a hard time just like you guys did, but apparently Junior didn't want to take it from listeners.
No. See, Todd has to understand this. And I can partially, a lifetime ban is one thing, but I can partially see Junior because it happens. When we go and start a ball busting.
And he even left a note, no prizes for this dude.
When we start ball busting, I mean, somebody from the outside come in and ball bust, it's not the same. And I understand that. But Junior must have taken that so personally. Because I'll be honest with you, I see the texts coming in. Todd's one of thousands that ball busted him. And to ban him, we got you taken care of, Todd. We're going to try to lift the ban, but I think once it's put into the computer, it's tough to get it removed. It's got to be reprogrammed.
That's insane.
That is just... Okay, Todd, sorry, buddy, but we're going to get you taken care of. Jeez. Traffic.
Junior. Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Couple of things on the board. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash, Joel Boulevard and Greenbrier Boulevard. And down in Golden Gate, disabled vehicle, Golden Gate Parkway and Santa Barbara Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, every day at this time, we bring you the headlines brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends.
Incidentally, your favorite was Big Turd.
Yeah.
Texter says, my favorite was LBJ. remember what that stood for.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but they blame the FAA stuff on one guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Evidently, Sprite rules.
I like Sprite.
Pepsi has tried to come up with an alternative for Sprite for years, because Coke's got Sprite.
Yeah.
They've admitted
who's
defeat.
Who's got 7-Up? That's the closest thing to Sprite.
Well, they were affiliated with Dr. Pepper, but I think they were bought out, too.
By Schweppes, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But Pepsi has admitted defeat.
Didn't they have Squirt?
They also had Sierra Mist.
Ah, you're right.
And that's the story.
What?
Goodbye, Sierra Mist. You failed.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, gee. Third location now for Biden. Think it was in a shoebox in his closet.
Yet another texter still is a fan of Reach Around the Clown.
I like that.
Stan and I have differing opinions on In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
I know you do.
You don't really care.
Very greasy.
In-N-Out Burger is a West Coast thing. And we've tried to get them to come to Florida. I think the governor even tried.
Yeah.
And they're hesitant to move east of the Mississippi. Well, that's changed.
Are they coming to Florida?
No.
Oh.
But they are crossing the Mississippi. Okay. We'll have the details. You know, the first kiss in a relationship is a tense moment.
It can be.
Because that can really
dictate what's going to happen.
Either it's great.
Yep.
Or it maybe you can overcome it, but I don't know that you come back from this one. We have the story of what may be the worst first kiss ever.
Okay.
And finally, burglars are caught because their truck had a brilliant cardboard sign saying stolen tag.
Yep.
What they didn't realize is that as they were robbing people, people were taking down stolen tag as their license plate number.
Did you get a license plate number on it? Yeah, stolen tag, cardboard.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Laughter is so important to have some laughter. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
A shocking new poll finds that 0% of the elderly love extreme sports.
0%.
Yes. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other things that senior citizens hate.
Top other things that senior citizens hate.
Eye rolls at the grocery store cashier when they pull out a coin purse.
Coin purse. My grandmother had a coin purse.
Anyone calling Elvis racist?
Yeah. See where Lisa Marie has been rushed to the hospital in L.A. They don't know why.
Well, it's probably just good practice.
Yes.
tennis shoes that are not beige. A shelf not crammed full of ceramic figurines. Inserting anything other than a crisp $5 bill in birthday cards. People actually shopping at the mall when they're trying to walk.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Any song without background singers saying doo-wop. And finally, the very top thing that senior citizens hate.
Yes.
Falling and they can't get up.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
And yes, Texter, you can say Pepsi didn't give up. They're making a new drink. That's what the story's about.
Yeah. Don't jump to conclusions yet. You haven't heard it here. You may have heard it elsewhere, but it's not official until Haney tells you.
You're damn right.
Yeah. This is from John, who writes, "Ahoy, guys. I'm a new listener down here from the north. North being Toronto. Started selling radio ads in 1982 for the blowtorch of rock radio, then Q107. Sold many formats, but I wish I had yours to sell. I love your show. Hey, Stan, by the way, I'm a 12 handicap golfer and looking to see if you have time to play."
You can play golf after you make your first sale.
Correct. And you're a better golfer than I am. I'm about a 22, so, and you're a 12. You're a much better golfer than I am.
But, yeah, you need to call the main number.
He did. He did. He CC'd AJ. Maybe one day we can share some war stories and have a good laugh. You guys be well, signed John.
Welcome aboard, John.
Well, he's hoping to. He doesn't know. He hasn't gotten any job. He's looking. He hasn't been hired by anybody.
Do we have a sales staff?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
You okay. Just don't know them.
All right.
You'll meet one a week from Saturday. She's relatively new. Very nice lady.
Okay.
You'll meet her, and she'll meet you.
I'll be on my best behavior.
I hope you will be.
But we all know what my best behavior is.
Yeah, still standoffish. This is from MJ.
But you have to admit, I'm an excellent host.
You, Haney, I will never question very quickly, and it'd be for people, new listeners that might not know this. Haney is not a stop and chatter. There are people around here that don't know him and
never will.
Never will. And he will never know them. He's been here. He stays out of everybody's way. Doesn't like to stop and chat. Some people say he's gruff. You go and, "Hi, Haney, how are you?" You might get a, if you're lucky. However, on the times where he has invited people over to his home, there has never been a more gracious host and somebody just absolutely wonderful to go and visit and have him literally entertain you. He's one of the best hosts that I've ever met. This is from MJ. Guys, heard the story of Jeff Beck passing away at the age of 78. Saw it on CNN. A big loss. I saw him when he toured with Brian Wilson in 2014. Yes. And it was vinegar and water. And it did not last very long. They toured for a while. It was like vinegar and water. Guys, have a great 23. Love and mercy. Signed, MJ. This one finally is from Mark. Ahoy, Stan, Haney, and Roger. I was wondering if Billy would be checking in from time to time during 2023. Maybe Billy has a contact with the Pullout King, a.k.a. Big Turd, and he can fill us in on how he's doing. Guys, I am so...
Yeah, that is odd. We have not heard... It was like he was... Only focused on Junior. Yeah. We haven't heard from him since.
No, like we meant nothing to him. Sorry to hear about the passing of the Guardian. Guys, I'll tell you, his emails were always fun to listen to. Hope you guys all had a Merry Christmas and 2023 is off to a good start. Signed, Mark. Thank you, Mark. When we come back, this will be phone interaction. I will pose to you our question of the week. You have the right answer, and it's not a yes or no answer. We'll pose the question, send it around the horn, and then open up the phone lines. Phone interaction as you answer our question of the week.
We'll caller-generated talk radio.
Stan and Haney.
Bang, bang. Sizzling, hizzling, after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to do some traffic here for you in just a second. Mark Haney in the news about 30 minutes away, but it is Thursday. So before we do traffic, we're going to pose to you. That is really distracting the hell out of me. We are going to pose to you our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's your answer. There's no yes or no answer. Everybody's got the correct answer. And we'll send it around the horn. We'll do some traffic. Give you a chance to call in. And we'll take your phone calls. 277-9600. I'll release the phones after we give you the question of the week. And here it is.
Will you please go sit down?
Don't worry about it. I messed it up.
I know you did. Can't give you nothing nice.
Well, yeah, this is why we can't have nice things.
Sit down.
And play question of the week. Here's our question of the week. And you need to keep your mind open about this because you're going to try to be narrowing it down to a certain type of thing. It's not. Question of the week. What is something that totally freaks you out, gives you the willies, gives you the creeps, something you don't necessarily like? It's just something that it doesn't agree with you. What is something that totally freaks you out? Keep it away from me. 277-9600. It could be for some people, it could be puppets. It could be clowns. It could be a food. Maybe anchovies. Oh, get that away.
Oh, that's delicious.
Maybe having
it's
to...
not a Caesar salad if it doesn't have anchovies
maybe,
on it.
Maybe having to go into a crawl space in somebody's house creeps you out. Maybe having to go and...
Hey, Stan?
Yeah.
Listen, I'll grab us some beers. I'll get some steaks on the. Would you mind waiting in the crawl space?
Hey, Stan, we got to put the Christmas tree up. Will you go downstairs and get the lights? They're in the crawl space.
I don't even like the sound of that.
I know.
Crawl space.
That's why we got our question of the week. What is something that totally freaks you out, gives you the creeps? Might not bother somebody else, bothers the hell out of you. 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls when you get a busy signal. Know that when we finish with a caller, it frees open a line. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers.
I'm not going in the crawl space.
No, it's too creepy. freaks me out, man.
I mean, it's bad enough in your own house, but somebody else telling you to go on the crawl space?
You know, go over. I keep my stuff over in the old trailer. Go over there and go into the old trailer. Here are the keys.
No!
No! Don't worry about it. My brother used to live in there, but he died a few years ago. Go in there. I think it's under some old newspapers. Creepy. Freaks me out.
Yeah, it's right next to the old newspaper and the rags soaked in kerosene.
Yes! North Fort Myers, got a crash. Fountain Boulevard and Tamiami Trail. Cape Coral, crash. Pine Island Road and Santa Barbara Boulevard. And Collier County Way, down in Golden Gate, we have a crash. Golden Gate Parkway and 66th Street, Southwest. And you are up to date. Our question of the week. Everybody is different. Think on a broad spectrum. It's not just food. It might not just be people. It might be a place. It might be a thing. What is something that totally freaks you out? It could be the smell of something. It could be the sight of something. For me, everybody knows rats freak me the F
I'll
out.
I'll second that.
Here's a couple other things that freak me out that I, and I think Haney knows this of me. Covered casseroles that somebody has made in their own home and they bring it to you. Oh, you've got to try some of this. Freaks me out. No.
Well, I know mayonnaise-based salads.
Oh, I just know. Here's another thing that freaks
me out. The only thing
out.
Is, the only exception is your wife's deviled eggs.
Yes, well, that's because of the secret ingredient.
Is there any way you'd give up that secret ingredient?
Miracle Whip.
Say no more.
Say no more. You know, another thing, one that creeps, and it's, again, with food with me, cottage cheese.
Oh!
Just the look of it freaks me out. No, thank you. Rats, covered mayonnaise, casseroles, and, you know, tuna surprise that Aunt Judy makes.
No.
That creeps me the F out. What about you, Haney? What freaks you out? What is something that freaks you out? It could be food. It could be a person. It could be a thing. It could be a smell.
I got to go with rats. And I don't know if you remember this. It happened in the recent past, meaning within the past 5 years. When I opened up the garage door.
Oh, and you saw that hobbling rat.
To leave for work, and there was a crazy rat there. And I don't know, do rats get rabies or...
No, not rodents are not the first things to get rabies. Now, they can get a bunch of other things. And they're plague carriers from the fleas.
Yeah, and I didn't know what this rat's deal was. Because if the rat saw me and went to hide, I'd say, hey, birds gotta fly, fish gotta fry. But it didn't do that. It sat there and looked at me and
freaked you out, didn't it?
And it made me mad. Because it was outside and I opened the garage and then the thing starts to like hobble into the garage.
And it died.
And I said, you son of a bitch, now it's on. And although I never played professional hockey, I've seen an awful lot of it. And so I grabbed a broom, and I tried to launch a slapper with that rat. And I don't know how, but it wouldn't go far. It was fighting me. And I finally kicked it far enough down the driveway because I was going to be late for work.
And it died.
And it died, and we sent one of the flip boys back to my house who picked it up and brought it the dead body here so you could see it. But that when it...
Okay, all right.
Because it died, I'm okay with it because it was a misunderstanding. The rat knew it was near death. I didn't know. I thought this was just a crazy rat.
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah.
Raj, what freaks you the F out?
Frogs.
Frogs?
Yeah. And there's a story, but it all started.
There's always a reason.
Yeah.
Yes, there is always a reason.
About 20 years ago, I was in the shower at 5-something in the morning, in the middle of the night, it seems. I grabbed my shampoo bottle from the corner of the bathtub, and directly at me launches a huge frog.
Was it a toad or a frog?
It was a big frog. It was a frog, I'm pretty sure. But I was naked and screaming.
Was it a tree frog? Or?
I don't know. It was rather long. It looked like a bullfrog almost. Eh. And I was screaming and jumping around at 5 in the morning. And it was jumping around the tub. And finally, I got it out of the tub.
Well, a toad wouldn't want to be in a shower.
Toad could be in the shower. Could be a toad that gets in from the outside.
But a toad wouldn't naturally want to get wet.
No. A frog would.
Yeah.
Tree frog. But they're usually small.
Finally got it out of the tub. The bathroom door was closed, but I never saw the thing again.
Could it climb up the tile?
No, it was just just jumping around inside the tub.
Might be a toad.
Yeah.
Frog can climb.
Yeah.
Got little suction cup feet.
Mm-hmm.
2779600. What's something that totally freaks you the F out? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, what freaks you out, man?
Snakes. Absolutely terrified.
Snakes?
Yes.
Any kind of snake?
Any kind. I don't care. Equal opportunity. I want them all dead.
I don't like them, but they don't freak me out.
No. I got one in the house right now. 2779600.
I had to get rid of one recently, and I realized that it was young. It wasn't very big. It was non-venomous. It was someplace it didn't belong, and I allowed it to live.
Snakes are a good thing because if you talk about rats and mice, they'll get them. They'll clean it up.
And sometimes venomous snakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to know what you're looking at.
Hello?
Ahoy. All right. I haven't said ahoy yet. Ahoy. Who's this?
Sometimes if you got a good non-venomous snake, they'll scare off the other ones.
Who's this?
Nuray.
Nuray?
Yes.
What freaks you out, Nuray?
Frogs and insects.
Frogs is any kind of
bug. And insects. Spiders, flies, mosquitoes, all of them.
Cockroach, palmetto bug?
Absolutely.
A caterpillar?
That is included in an insect.
Praying mantis?
Praying mantis, yes. Okay. Their little beady eyes.
Okay, fair enough. 2779600.
I try to respect spiders until they get stupid or greedy.
That's right.
You know, if you're off in the corner of the pool cage, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome home. But if you decide to take over the whole thing and I'm constantly walking through your web, I'm sorry, we're going to have a problem.
I don't know if I said it on the air one time, and it's a story that is in either Paul McCartney's book or George Harrison when he wrote his book, that when they were over in Germany and they were able to stay at a person's house, they each gave, John and Pete Best got a room and Paul and George got a room when they were over in Germany, and they were in the room and they were getting ready, and over in the corner of the room was this huge spider with a web, and both George and Paul looked at it and like, oh my God, there's a spider in there. That's a huge spider, and well, kill it. I'm not going to kill it. Finally, they went and grabbed a towel and hit the spider and smashed it and smashed the web.
Towel whipped it?
Yeah, and smashed the web. So the next morning, they came down for breakfast, and the lady of the house says, how did you enjoy your sleep? Did you meet our spider, Gertrude? Dead. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, what is something that totally freaks you out, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't mind spiders and snakes, and this is really weird. I have a lawn service, and I do a lot of lawns, you know, all over the place in Cape Coral, and
let me tell you, I am deathly afraid of Muscovy ducks. For some reason, they follow me.
And they're filthy animals. You realize that they're filthy.
I don't know, but they scare me so bad, I'll go jump in my truck. I mean, I swear to God, I have nightmares about these ducks.
So for some reason, they have no fear of you.
No, they come at me like I owe them something. And let me tell you, I jump off my mower, I get in my truck, and I tell my workers, you go deal with these ducks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate the call.
I imagine you see a lot of things cutting grass.
Yeah, you do. Now, again, I want to go open up your mind to this. We're all talking about, spiders and bugs and insects. There are a lot of other things. Foods, smells, people in costume, mimes.
You know, my story just happened to be a rat, and in thinking about it, it's not so much a rat. It's something acting like it's not supposed
right.
to.
Right. And that's a lot of that stuff. It's a food you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
A mime, which is not normal.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that freaks
Things
you out.
Things not working as intended.
Yes. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jason.
What's your first name?
Jason.
Jason. What is something that totally freaks you out?
You ever seen the movie The Descent, where they go caving and they try to shimmy through those little holes to get to the next section?
Well, I'm familiar with that. I don't know if about that movie, but I'm familiar with them doing that.
And they get stuck in there.
Tight spaces.
Freaks me out.
Yeah. Tight spaces. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. Hey, this is Perry, North Fort Myers.
Perry, North Fort Myers. What is something that totally freaks you out, man?
Well, I'm with Haney on this, but I have a rat story that's really creepy, and it bothers me still today.
All right, go ahead. Can you tell it to us in 1 minute?
Yes, I can.
Go.
Ahoy.
Go. I mean, you're on. Tell us the story.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. when I was working as a trail guide in at a ranch in northern New Jersey, we had a feed trailer full of hay bales. We were down the last two hay bales. I grabbed a hold of the baling wire and yanked it up to boost it out of the trailer, 40-foot trailer. And rats had nested in there, and there was probably 30 or 40 of them in there. And it was a race out to the back of this 40-foot trailer, and I ran it full blast, beat the rats out of the trailer, and dropped down to the ground and kept going.
I'll tell you something. Growing up on a farm, rats, people think, they like cheese. They don't. They enjoy grains. They enjoy grasses. So if you would go, and we would have to go and get hay bales to bring back to our barn, you would find where the rats were nesting. If
right
you
on.
Opened up a feed bin and it was not locked properly, they'd be in there as big as cats eating oats and stuff.
Inside the confined space of a trailer, and you come face to face with 40 rats.
It's like insane. It's insane. Yeah. You'll never get over it.
No, I won't. And I can still remember to this day the smell of rats. And it's a real distinct smell.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not good with them.
Me neither. See, it's freaking me out right now.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't bring up that coon.
Oh, the raccoon? Raccoons bother me. They freak me out a little bit, but that's a whole different...
That one particular raccoon.
The one up at the tree, or the one I had to shoot in the trap?
The trap.
I'll tell that story when we come back, if you want, before news. I got a great... raccoons and I have never seen eye to eye. Never have seen eye to eye. And I'll tell you that story, but... I used to have to, we grew corn on our farm, too. Great, bread and butter corn. And I would have to go into the cornfield, which we didn't have a big cornfield, but we had a cornfield. And I'd go and pick corn. And many a time, I would be face-to-face with a raccoon well into an ear of corn. And it was who was going to go and get the next ear of corn. And raccoons growl. Okay, that's all I'll tell you.
Yeah, they show displeasure.
They sure do. And you know for a fact I've had many run-ins with raccoons, dumpsters, and...
Yep. I was hoping you'd tell the one that involved you in the trap and the tree.
Oh, I'll tell both. I can get them both done in 2 minutes. If you'd like to answer our question of the week...
Creature.
Yes, they are. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What is something that totally... freaks you out, man.
See, now I understand why you were so upset when you stepped foot on my back porch by the river and saw 40 raccoons.
Yeah, aren't they adorable? Not. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Stan and Haney.
Yes!
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition, Stan and Haney. Staring at the weekend. I mean, you finished your Thursday. You're on your way home. You just got Friday to take care of.
Stan, just privately, you don't have to turn the mics down or anything. For some reason, that really disappointed me, truly.
You think it disappointed me, too? That's going to be the running narrative now, deflect.
It's not good.
No. Again, we were talking personal stuff. But I hit Haney with it because I just saw what's going on.
That's not a minor thing.
That is not a minor thing. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Got a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Gateway Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. And then down in Collier County, North Naples, crash, Airport Road North and Old Groves Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up for you in, I don't know, about 20, 25 minutes or so. Also, I don't know if I'll get a chance today. We got plenty of time to tell you about it. Haney and I are going to be out in about a week from Saturday. It'll be the 21st. Going to be at the brand new Z-Barts. There's only one Z-Bart in Florida, and it's where we're going to be. Their grand opening on Alico Road. Window tinting, detailing. They put in the plastic beds for your pickup trucks. They do it all at Z-Marts. We're going to be there and give you all the details.
It'll be a historic occasion.
It is. It's the only Z-Marts in Florida, and we'll be there. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, January 12th.
Double M, double X, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
For those of you unaware, Stan is a recognized expert on the presidents of the United States.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And we are both experts on global warming.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Indeed. This might be a tough one for you.
All right.
But it's a legitimate presidential question. Who was the first president whose mother voted for him?
Wow.
There's a lot going on with that question, isn't there?
Women couldn't vote until 1920. So we are looking at a 20th century president.
Mm-hmm.
The first president after women got the right to vote was Woodrow Wilson. He was old. I don't know if his mother was still alive. You know, Wilson, Harding, Calvin Coolidge.
Educated guess, but
wrong.
Incorrect.
Earlier?
No. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the first president whose mother voted for him. Now, he was the fourth president elected after women got the right to vote. But Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover's mothers had already passed away before they ran. By the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a book written by Herbert Hoover, highly critical of Roosevelt, that was not published until 2011.
Herbert Hoover was very good with numbers and was a very good economist. He got caught at a bad time and was forever...
And got screwed out of his second term.
Absolutely. He was the bad guy. He happened to be president of the United States when the Great Depression hit. And a lot of presidents are treated unfairly. And when history looks back, he was treated unfairly. But understandably, the nation detested him.
Now, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, because another thing that you and I both enjoy is the world of space.
Yeah.
If you cry in space, you burst into tears because you're so emotional, your tears do not fall.
That is correct. It just puddles around your eye.
And it will stay there until you wipe them away.
Sure.
I remember when... You used to say you love me, used to be. Say, yeah, talk about forever.
That's true.
Now, enough of that nonsense. Let's get to stuff we can all relate to. The first six gladiators on American Gladiators were supposed to be named Catalyst, Dominoes,
yeah.
Evander,
yes.
Lace, Willie, and Zap. Out of those original six, only Lace and Zap survived. The other four had to be renamed to sound cooler before the show debuted in 1989, and that's how we ended up with Malibu, Nitro, Gemini, and Sunny.
See, I remember those early American Gladiators there, and I was not a big fan of that stuff.
I didn't get it.
Neither did I, and it was on late night. It was on, like, after the news or something, and if you happened to be up, you'd see American Gladiator on, or on the weekends it was on at a weird time. And I just remember, I don't get this.
Can't follow it. No. Much like Byron Allen's Sports Machine.
Yes!
It's always on, but I don't want to watch that.
No, of course not.
And our final fact, what are elephants afraid of?
Mice.
Bees.
They're afraid of mice. I've seen enough Warner Brother cartoons to know that elephants are afraid of mice
because
they run up their trunk.
I know. We'll agree to disagree because you'll die on that hill because you've been educated.
Yes, by Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Run right up the trunk.
I think even Hanna-Barbera got into it.
Yes.
But it says here elephants are afraid of bees.
Who isn't? Bees are good. Honey, they pollinate. Bees, I've always been told, bees are good, but you have a bee buzzing around you, your brain is hardwired, sting. And no matter how much we are told bees are good, we don't like them. We don't like them.
Well, it's not that we don't like them. We like them to be in their world.
Right, but they have to come to our world to go back to their world. And we got a shortage of bees, too. We need bees.
I'd take a bee over a wasp any day of the week.
Oh, of course.
Because the wasp, they kind of hang down and look evil.
Your mud dauber, your wasp, your yellow jacket.
They're just kind of hanging there. But yet they're flying at you.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Little bastards.
They got them hanging legs. Those hanging legs.
Which makes them...
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, well, I go into the kitchen, look underneath the sink for a black flag with that directional thing.
Oh, yeah, that 20-foot spray.
Hit him right in mid-flight.
How you like that?
Yeah, wasp. It's true.
The FAA might know what happened yesterday.
Oh, they think they do?
If for some reason you haven't heard about this, the FAA grounded every plane in the United States yesterday for the first time since 9/11.
Yeah.
They issued a nationwide order at 7:30 a.m. Eastern that stopped all flights from taking off. The issue was with their NOTAM system that lets them relay information to pilots. What does NOTAM stand for?
What?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about Secretary Buttigieg and his involvement in this. It used to be Notice to Airmen, NOTAM. But that's the one thing Pete Buttigieg did. He changed the name of it. Notice to Air Missions. We're notifying the mission.
Ah, not the airmen.
But he didn't say air persons or anything like that, because if you say air missions, then the system acronym still works.
Right.
And that way they don't need new stationery.
There's a lot of damn meetings about that. A lot of closed door meetings to determine what to do about that when they get a new system.
Yeah. I think that did we involve the National Action Network?
Probably.
We immediately thought there was something amiss, maybe a cyber attack, something like that.
Yeah.
As of now, they kind of knew the day before there was a problem. They believe that one engineer and a single corrupted file crippled the whole thing.
Are they going to blame it on one guy?
And this one error tanked the primary and backup systems. They're still looking into it, but it appears that they're blaming it on one guy. Now, Canada had their system go down a few hours earlier, but their backup worked, and officials immediately ruled out a cyber attack and said, in no way is this related to the same system in the United States
that
went down.
Canada's goes out, ours goes out, but no cyber.
Meanwhile, the UK had a cyber incident around the same time with its mail service, but of course...
Nothing to look at here. It was planted.
Yeah. We're gonna crucify this man.
Yeah.
We're only identifying him as Junior. In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan and I have a difference of opinion on this, and that's fine. But I happen to enjoy a good, juicy In-N-Out burger.
I don't know, a difference of opinion. You thought that they were absolutely, it was absolutely fantastic having us gone over to Vegas and you wanted to try it and you thought it was great. I tried it. I thought it was greasy. I thought it was, you know, it's nothing special.
Well, you were on a diet then too and you probably only took one bite.
I prefer like a Culver's over that.
Well, regardless of opinion, the fact of the matter is, In-N-Out is traditionally and is to this day pretty much a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lobbied them, hey, come to our state, and they go, no, we're not going to do that. Until now. In-N-Out has announced plans to open at least one location east of the Mississippi.
Isn't that like White Castle opening one location in Orlando? And if you want to go there, you got to drive 3 hours and it's jam-packed.
That's because this is Crystal Country, friend. I'll thank you to keep your distance. I love cowboy talk. So, all they're guaranteeing is one location in the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now the bad news.
What?
It won't be opening until at least 2026.
Who cares? It's in Tennessee. I'm not going to drive up to Tennessee to go to an In-N-Out burger, whether I liked it or not, son.
Hold up there. Last time I checked, this here is Crystal Country. Well, thank you to mind your manners. You know, we'll continue on because if there's one thing this show is known for,
since the beginning, it
is something or other.
Yeah.
Have you ever known anyone, and maybe Roger Marley is the man that we're looking for. Have you ever known anyone that actually likes and prefers Sierra Mist?
No.
That's usually something you drink.
Over Sprite.
Yeah, that's usually something you drink only because that's what's in the cooler.
Yeah.
You don't go out and buy it, do you?
Not me, Raj.
No, my daughter liked it, but I think it's only because there wasn't Sprite available.
There wasn't Sprite.
She was fine with it.
Look, it's Sprite, 7-Up, and I don't even have Sierra Mist on my radar.
Yeah, Sprite has been dominant. Sprite is, what do you call it? King S of the buckwheat.
Yes.
When it comes to a clear soda.
Yep.
Pepsi has been trying to fight Sprite, which is a Coke product, for years. You know, they tried back in the 90s with a weak effort called Slice.
I remember that, too.
and they decided Slice wasn't cutting it. So in 1999, they thought they had the Sprite killer. They called it Sierra Mist. And they figured if they crammed it down our throat for 23 years, they'd gain on Sprite. Now they've given up.
Good.
Sierra Mist is no more. I mean, I'm sure the current stock will linger longer than they expect.
Yeah, because nobody's buying it.
Yeah. So they're going to start all over with a brand new lemon lime soda.
Have they got a name already?
They sure do.
What's it going to be called?
Starry.
I won't buy it.
Starry?
Starry.
Starry, starry night. Make you want to cut your ear off.
Yeah, yeah.
Send it to Bjork.
Starry.
Oh, they're excited about it.
Sure.
They'd like you to know it has a, quote, higher citrus flavors. I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Sprite's lemon lime, like 7-Up.
Higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic.
I won't be buying.
It'll be available in both regular and sugar-free versions. Boy, that sounds... You know, maybe you can choke down the regular, but...
See what I got here?
Starry...
Sun-kissed orange, zero.
Starry is already rolling out to grocery and convenience stores.
No.
Pepsi admits they're bailing on Sierra Mist because
nobody buys it.
Not only does nobody buy it, but what sales they did have been declining. They also said they wanted something new and exciting to appeal to Gen Z.
Right, with a more citrus flavor.
What they like, evidently, is higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill... Boy, we can all remember that moment, most of us multiple times.
Our buddy from Publix already sent us a picture from the shelves of Starry. There it is.
Is it right next to the Sierra
right
Mist?
There. And they're buy two, get one free right now.
Ooh! Get you hooked.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
The first kiss. There's a lot on the line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that first contact where you try to figure out what she's into. Am I going to scare her off?
Right.
How much tongue?
Yeah.
Well, a Turkish model posted shots online after she made out with a guy for the first time, and he bit off the tip of her tongue.
What? What?
It's hard to tell if he bit it clean off or if it was a dangler, but she had to go to the hospital in Istanbul to have them sew her tongue back together after the first kiss. She posted a short video online. She explained she'd known the man about a month, and it was the first time they had kissed. It is not clear at this point if she plans to give him another opportunity. Now, she is giving him the full benefit of a doubt.
That's nice of her.
She says she's still not sure how it even happened. Her best guess is that the man just doesn't know how to kiss a girl.
Come on. It's supposed to come natural.
Or, in fairness, he got a little too excited about having the opportunity to make out with a legit model.
That could be understandable.
These are things we'll probably never know. What we do know is that the doctors stitched her tongue back up together, and she's okay now, but she'll always have the scar, which could come into play in modeling, depending on how far you fall. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Modeling business.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 12th.
Double M, double X, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with a bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated.
You know, Adam asked me earlier today how I deal with the criticism. And I tell him it's simple because it's warranted. Stan knows me better than anybody. And if I have a flaw and he points it out, he's 100% correct. And
thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
And he said, but what about him? I go, what do you mean, what about him? Yeah. I said, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one perfect man that ever walked the earth. And that's Stan.
Thank you. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Lehigh Acres. Crash, Homestead Road and Delaware Road.
He said there's got to be something. I said, not that I've seen.
Good, I'm glad you spotted it.
I've known the man for almost 40 years.
Yep.
I've never seen it.
Estero, Crash, Tamiami Trail and Trailside Drive. And down in Collier County, East Naples, got a crash with injuries. Airport Road North and Mercantile Avenue.
Come on, Haney. There must have been some foible, some mistake. Not that I've seen. And I'm grateful for his counsel.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments of...
GetBest.com. Political correctness is going nuts now. Do we agree? I think it's gone a little overboard. I'm for it to a degree, but this is a true story. We had a snow day, and I said to my boy Jack, I go, Jack, let's go out and build a snowman. My wife says, you mean snow folk? I'm like, what? Yeah, my wife shows me the notice from school. Says a note about language. We don't say policeman. We say police officer because it's gender neutral. We don't say snowman. We say snow folk. Right? I'm like, Frosty the snow folk? Can we still say snowballs? Really? I go, no, we're going to your school. We're building a snowman. Not a folk, but a man. So there's no confusion. We're putting the carrot under the belt, okay? That's a freaking snowman right there. Yeah. It gets worse. I go in for story time, right? I go, Jack, just sit here, buddy. I go, just sit Indian style. They go, oh. Go, we don't say Indian style anymore. Anyone know what they say now? Crisscross applesauce. Yeah, you heard it right. Yeah, yes, that's what they say. Crisscross applesauce? Where did that come from? What do you call doggy style? Bend over, Red Rover?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this question of the week. What is something that totally
freaks you out, gives you the willies, gives you the creeps, something you don't necessarily like. It's just something that it doesn't agree with you. What is something that totally freaks you out? Keep it away from me. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, what freaks you out, man?
Snakes. Absolutely terrified.
Snakes?
Yes.
Any kind of snake?
Any kind. I don't care. Equal opportunity. I want them all dead.
I don't like them, but they don't freak me out.
No. I got one in the house right now. 277 9600.
I had to get rid of one recently, and I realized that it was young. It wasn't very big. It was non-venomous. It was someplace it didn't belong, and I allowed it to live.
Snakes are a good thing because they, if you talk about rats and mice, they'll get them. They'll clean it up.
And sometimes venomous snakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to know what you're looking at.
Hello?
Ahoy. All right. I haven't said ahoy yet. Ahoy. Who's this?
Sometimes if you got a good non-venomous snake, they'll scare off the other ones.
Who's this?
Nuray.
Nuray?
Yes.
What freaks you out, Nuray?
Bugs and insects.
Frogs is any kind of
bug.
Any
bug and insects. Spiders, flies, mosquitoes, all of them.
Cockroach, palmetto bug?
Absolutely.
A caterpillar?
That's included in an insect.
Praying mantis?
Praying mantis, yes. Okay. Their little beady eyes.
Okay, fair enough. 2779600.
I try to respect spiders until they get stupid or greedy.
That's right.
You know, if you're off in the corner of the pool cage, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome home. But if you decide to take over the whole thing and I'm constantly walking through your web, I'm sorry, we're going to have a problem.
I don't know if I said it on the air one time, and it's a story that is in either Paul McCartney's book or George Harrison when he wrote his book, that when they were over in Germany and they were able to stay at a person's house, they each gave, like, John and Pete Best got a room and Paul and George got a room when they were over in Germany. And they were in the room and they were getting ready, and over in the corner of the room was this huge spider with a web. And both George and Paul looked at it and like, oh, my God, there's a spider in there. That's a huge spider. And well, kill it. I'm not going to kill it. Finally, they went and grabbed a towel and hit the spider and smashed it and smashed the web.
Towel whipped it?
Yeah, and smashed the web. So the next morning they came down for breakfast, and the lady of the house says, how did you enjoy your sleep? Did you meet our spider, Gertrude? Dead. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, what is something that totally freaks you out, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't mind spiders and snakes, and this is really weird. I have a lawn service, and I do a lot of lawns, you know, all over the place in Cape Coral, and let me tell you, I am deathly afraid of Muscovy ducks. For some reason, they follow me.
And they're filthy animals. You realize that they're filthy.
I don't know, but they scare me so bad, I'll go jump in my truck. I mean, I swear to God, I have nightmares about these ducks.
So for some reason,
the Muscovy ducks.
For some reason, they have no fear of you.
No, they come at me like I owe them something. And let me tell you, I jump off my mower, I get in my truck, and I tell my workers, you go deal with these ducks, man.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.